Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can actually submit show prep suggestions, news articles, videos, blog posts, whatever it is you think is interesting. You submit it to the website. Other listeners then vote up or down based on how they feel about it, and the most popular of the items will make it to the top page of our the top and front page of our website, and therefore that means we are more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So you can do that. Get yourself a free account over at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Scott, listening in Minnesota on the AMP lines. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Ian. I think Mary Ruart was much better at talking about racism, like in the free market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there's anyone who I would want to introduce liberty to the world, it is Dr. Mary Ruart.
You want to talk about, you know, I've said here on this show that I won't vote in federal elections, but I would certainly support Dr. Mary Ruart if she was to be a libertarian presidential candidate, because that woman is not only principled, but she also is an excellent communicator who can communicate principled ideas of liberty from a perspective of compassion, which I haven't heard much Rand Paul, but from what I'm hearing through other people, it doesn't sound like he's a shadow of what Dr. Mary Ruart.
I agree, too, and I'll give money to Dr. Mary Ruart's campaign where I haven't given it to Dr. Rand Paul's.
There you go.
But I would like to point out, I have no illusions that Mary Ruart is going to win the presidency if she wins.
Yeah, I don't have any illusions. I don't care either. It's about getting the ideas out there.
It depends on your goal, and that's the point that I've been talking about all along.
Right. The goal of people who love liberty should be to get people who are also out there listening to understand what liberty is. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Scott.
Well, free markets will end racism if you let them. Any time you base employment or wages on anything but wealth creation, you're shooting yourself in the foot. In a system of voluntary exchange, greed will trump prejudice. Your best workers will find better opportunity if you don't treat them well.
Absolutely. I agree with everything you said except that free markets will get rid of racism. There are still going to be racists out there. But it will definitely help diminish it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It'll certainly minimize it and make the racists likely go underground and be very, very quiet.
Right. Yeah, or become
or move together with their like. Because one of the objections, actually, and thank you, by the way, Scott, for the call tonight. One of the objections that was given on the Sentinel website, which is the local newspaper, when they were talking about this Rand Paul thing, was, well, you know, it's fine if you want to control your business, but what if everybody thinks that? What if everybody doesn't want to serve, women or black people or something like that? Well, if I were living in a place where every business owner did not want to serve me because I had brown hair or because I was black or because I was a woman or something like that, maybe I really shouldn't be living there. I mean, really, I don't want to say if you don't like it, leave, but would you want to live in a place where every single business owner hated your guts because of how you looked?
No, not at all. Or if, for example, I lived in a place where blacks couldn't be served, I would open up a restaurant, for example, where blacks could be served, and I would get all of their business.
Right, presuming they hadn't run the hell out of there by then, which would be the smart thing to do. Because
that's the strangest dichotomy about racism, is there were definitely places prior to the 60s where life really sucked, in the 60s, where life really sucked to be black. And still, some of those same places, it still really sucks to be black. And the strange thing is, why didn't they leave? Many of them did, but why didn't the ones that were still there, that are still there, leave?
It was their home. It was the only home they had ever known.
And they're poor.
Yeah, that too. There have been places. And it's a lot of the same places where it's been terrible to be poor and white as well, just as much as black. Well, maybe not as much, but pretty close.
Well, I think that in a lot of those places, it was poor whites that made the biggest problems for poor blacks because they really had no one else to spit on, you know?
Right, right.
Simple people who believed that they could vilify
other people. And, of course, there were people in power, whether they're politicians or not, who would go in there and try to just drive a wedge between the two ethnic groups. It happened many times. There was a gentleman, I can't recall his name, he was associated with Martin Luther King's organization, which I can't think of either right now. Back in the 60s, he was a white civil rights activist. And
is he the guy that's in all the pictures near Martin Luther King?
Probably.
You never know what his name is.
Right. And I can't think of it for the life of me now.
Just tell the story.
I knew it last week. So one day he was confronted by three Klansmen, and they started out by, you know, yelling at him and threatening him and telling him to get out of town, and he managed to talk him down into, you know, how people in power will drive a wedge between them and how that really shouldn't be the issue, whether you're black or white, how it should be, you know, poor whites and poor blacks coming together for common issues.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The other point about the idea that, well, what if you're in a town where everybody who owns a business is a racist? And then, what if then? How can you support them being able to discriminate in that situation? Well, remember, if you live in a town where everybody hates you because of how you look,
or hates somebody else because of how they look,
what makes you think that those same people aren't in charge of the government? I mean, really? There's the idea that you'd be able to go to the government in a town where everybody hates you because of how you look and somehow get them to respect you. They're already going to be in control of that government. All the influential business people would put their people in the government, and you'd have a racist town. And those places exist.
Right. I can't entirely explain what the world would have been like without the movement. What the United States would have been like without the civil rights movement. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know enough about it. But I would question this. Why didn't places like Chicago, New York City, all the places in the North make themselves so attractive to black people that black people would pick up and move? Well, the answer is they didn't really want them there.
Right. Martin Luther King, who came from a middle-class background, moved to poor parts of Chicago, Detroit, and found that the racism was far more extreme in those areas than it was
really?
In the South.
Yeah.
And that's where most of the riots happened in the 60s. The race riots was up north.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Gene, Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys. Mark, have I called you in the past and accused you of being a statist?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I have. Now, but I'm not calling today to call you a statist.
Okay.
Instead, I'm calling because Ian is sounding a lot like a knucklehead.
Well, really?
And the reason that...
Try doing business with him. Try having him as a business partner.
I think I'm a bit principled in my liberty stance. I think that... I don't think anybody's ever burned me on how I feel about any of the major issues. People say, because I'm a Christian and an anarchist, that's a contradiction. Well, maybe it is, but that's my contradiction, and I don't try to impose that on other people other than to tell them my views.
I don't see how that's contradictory in any way, but as an insider. Go ahead.
But, Ian, you are just making an effort to try and torpedo the progress that Rand Paul...
Oh, pshaw, the idea that this show could torpedo anybody's anything.
I agree with that. Ian, whatever Ian says can't torpedo anything. He's nuts.
He's not... You can't torpedo him, but you are trying. You're making the attempt to torpedo him. You're making the attempt to minimize what little progress...
All I did was bring up the fact that the guy... All I did was bring up the fact that, according to Free Minds Radio this weekend, Rand Paul changed his position. He did a political flip-flop, and that just kind of led into a conversation about him being unprincipled. I didn't intend to talk about Rand Paul tonight. It just went that way.
Well, but you are... Whenever the issue comes up, you are making an effort to try and turn people away from Rand Paul and try to...
I didn't say turn away from him. I just said understand this guy doesn't love freedom. That's all.
You're trying to get people to think less of him, and in doing so...
I'm trying to explain to people what he believes. If they think less of him because of what he believes, that's their choice. I'll let you come back and explain more if you want. 800-259-9231. If I explain X and you decide how you feel about somebody who believes X, then that's your choice. I didn't say you should believe this or believe that, but I did explain what this guy believes on certain issues. You decide for yourself. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Hart.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free. So enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is where you can go to experience that.
If you've tried diets and exercising for losing weight and it hasn't worked for you, I've got an idea for you. It's a product that I've taken, you know, on a couple of occasions, and I'm taking it again. It's called LumaThinPlus.com, and it's Caralluma, which is an Indian cactus that causes your hunger to be reduced a little bit. And over time, after taking it, your stomach kind of shrinks, and then your hunger is reduced a little more, and your stomach shrinks a little more. And pretty soon, you're not eating so much food. And that's really what's making you fat, is you're eating too much. So LumaThinPlus.com, if you want to lose weight and lose it the easy way, two capsules twice a day, you'll lose weight, and it's priced very aggressively. Go check it out at LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls about anything. Gene is on the line still listening in Tennessee. Gene, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, anyway, I think that Rand Paul going to Congress would be an excellent exercise in showing that the government is a fiction. Because you get somebody like that in office, and I think he's got some great ideas. I think what you're going to see is that the men in power, the real movers and shakers and the ones that have all the bucks, because that's where the real power is, are going to make sure that he's totally impotent, no matter what he does try to do. Just like Ron Paul, although he's got 300 and some co-sponsors now of his bill, can't get the bill passed. You know why? Because the fiction government does not have any real power. The power exists in the hands of the people with the money. So I think all of these things are excellent exercises in showing people and teaching people about true liberty. And so I think that trying to torpedo Rand Paul is just...
I'm not trying to torpedo Rand Paul. I could care less whether he wins or not. I think that Rand Paul's campaign is going to be useful, as I said, to the general liberty movement, because people will come in, just like they did with Ron Paul's campaign, who was much more principled than his son. But people will come in because of these campaigns, and they will find things like Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network and other great liberty-oriented shows, and then they'll learn how wrong Rand Paul was on some of those issues, and they'll come our way. So I'm not trying to torpedo his campaign.
Speaking of Ron Paul, I wonder if he was as principled as he is now when he was Rand Paul's age. You know, people mature and they grow and they learn.
Sure, that's certainly the case.
Guy is an excellent candidate for that. So, all the negative talk does no good. It's really just counterproductive.
Okay, but I understand where you're coming from on that, and I appreciate the call. Thanks, Gene. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I see the message. Stay positive, but at the same time, I'm not going to... If that's the case, then I'm just not going to talk about him, because I can't
say
positive.
And you have avoided talking about him in the past, prior to his primary win. And
that's true.
You have avoided talking about him.
I did not want to promote the guy.
You know you're not going to have anything nice to say.
That's true, but now he's won, and now he's... Literally, he's one of the hottest stories in the country.
He is.
So we're talking about it, and I'm going to tell you how I feel. And I'm not going to, Rand Paul's really good on this issue, really great on that issue. But fact is, and I've acknowledged where he's good on some issues, but he's not even good on the war on drugs. I mean, one of the most basic of libertarian, if you want to use that term, issues.
You're taking Christine Smith's word on that. You haven't researched that yourself.
Well, okay, that's true. But,
so please, research that yourself.
You know what? I don't really feel like it. You do it.
You can't just make the claim if you don't have any research to go behind
Christine Smith made the claim. She's credible as far as I'm concerned on this. She's following it fairly closely.
She does seem to be doing that.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. Maybe I'll dig it up during the break if I get a chance. All right. So we continue with your phone calls and talk to Joe. Listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got to stand with you, and you got to remember one thing here that... He may be a nice guy, he may be this, he may be that. The system is broken, and the previous congressmen, senators, they broke the system. So what I'm hearing sounds like what I heard when Obama was running for president.
Which was?
What do I mean?
No, which was? What
I
was
said, what do you mean?
What did you hear?
Well, you know, that he was going to do this, and he was going to do that, and he was, you know, the great savior, and blah, blah, blah. And that's what it sounds like with Paul.
Is Paul making statements like that, or are you saying that his supporters are saying he's the great savior? Because that typically was what happened during the Ron Paul campaign.
His people, the people that back him, that's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. It sounds like a retread of the Ron Paul campaign where people were saying, this is our last chance for freedom,
right.
Ron Paul.
Right. Well, Ron Paul is a really nice guy. I really like him.
Give till it hurts.
But one person is not going to fix that broken system.
Certainly not.
They are throwing so much at us that it's impossible. It's impossible.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Joe?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Theft in Florida on the Amp Lines. Hello, Theft.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm going to change the subject a little bit, but real quick before I do that, the whole thing behind Rand Paul, I saw that. I want to know how this whole civil rights thing just, like, propped up out of nowhere. I mean, a few weeks prior to this, you know, I flicked through MSNBC, Fox, and all that stuff, and I saw them bringing up civil rights. And I was like, what is the purpose of this? Like, well, what topic made them bring this up? And then all of a sudden, Rand Paul is on Rachel Maddow and asking him, you know, what do you think about civil rights? I mean, granted, it's a good topic to talk about, but I think they brought it up because they know it's such a touchy issue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
They could go ahead and put the whole libertarian thing, just, you know, everybody's arguing about this now. And it's like, really, where in America is something like this going to start? And with the technology,
it just goes to show how far they have to go down the road of absurdity to really try to make somebody with even a semi-liberty perspective like Rand Paul look bad. Because really what happened, Theft, is some smart producer on the Rachel Maddow show understands the position of liberty on as far as discrimination, and that is that people should be allowed to discriminate, and then the marketplace should punish those who discriminate. Somebody got
like
that,
things.
And they figured they'd ask a question of Ron Paul about it, or Rand Paul, to try to trap him.
Exactly. Just like with Denny's a few years back when people got wind that they didn't want to serve black people or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember none of my friends, nobody that was black, even white people, Spanish people, they was like, forget Denny's. I'm not even going there.
Yep.
Yeah, their Grand Slam ain't that great.
Right. And so there was a court case or whatever, and Denny's got whatever punishment they got from the court.
What, 10 years later or something?
And no one cares about that because Denny's basically can't get a person of color to walk in their doors any longer. You know, that this is what's happened. Now, I'm sure they've had some kind of policy change or whatever. I don't even know what's going on with it, but the marketplace punished Denny's and still is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it can be taken too far. I'd like to point out that there are Jews that won't buy Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz hasn't been involved in slaughtering of Jews in seven decades. Everybody who was at the company at that time is dead and gone, so maybe now's the time that you can forget about it. But whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, there are other car companies you can shop from.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Theft, I know you had something else you were calling about. Hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, including our bulletin board system. You can go and interact with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. It is virtually unmoderated as well, so keep that in mind when you visit. Users beware. bbs.freetalklive.com is where you go. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules of the English common law court system, mostly for United States, but there are people all around the world, Australia, Canada, India, that use jurisdictionary.com to better be able to figure out how to use the forms, get evidence, how to move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there for you to learn how to use the court system. You can represent yourself pro se. You can better know what your lawyer's doing. You should be educated about this important aspect of life. It's written in a way that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've been taking the course. There's still more for me to finish up, and I think it's great. Use the pull down for Free Talk Live there, so that they know where you came from. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We're on the line with Theft in Florida on the AMP lines. Now, Theft, you're back on Free Talk Live. What else is on your mind tonight?
Hey, yeah, I wanted to see if you guys can help me out here. There's this new album coming out, and it's called Ed Che, right, by this guy named Ryan Fish. And I want to put, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, boy, here's another person, glorifying Che Guevara. And I don't even know if he really knows what the deal is behind that. So I wanted to put up a post on my blog, kind of shine some light on it, because there's a lot of people, especially in the, music industry, hip-hop scene per se, that really don't know what it really stands for. You know, and I know I've heard Gardner Goldsmith speak on it and stuff like that before, but I wanted to see if you guys could, you know, shine some light on that.
Sure. There's probably going to be better, you know, people who write articles that are better explaining this than we are at, like, Cato or Reason. Is it Reason.com or Reason.org?
I think either one will work.
Okay. Reason. Reason Magazine, they're going to have more comprehensive things to say. But, you know, I'm not a slouch when it comes to Che. But essentially, Che's just a guy who ran a revolution, and, you know, he had a different brand of government that he wanted, and he got that government by killing people. And that's how government is. Government is the most successful group of organized criminals in a given geographic area. That's all government is. And that's all Che was. He was essentially second in command of Fidel Castro's, you know, revolution there in Cuba. And they managed to kick out the unsuccessful gang that was previously in place. Were they a better gang or worse gang? I guess that depends on your perspective. But the, you know, he had a lot of people lined up and shot. And,
yeah,
that's probably not the best way to handle your problems.
Exactly. But wasn't he, you know, for communistic, and wasn't he Marxist and stuff like that?
Yeah, he absolutely was.
But he looks really cool in that beret, man.
Yeah, I mean, isn't, you know, most people would say, you know, if you tell them that, you know, they say, hey, they had to get it done. You know, they had to kill the people. You know, there was people trying to kill them. And they just wanted a better place.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
Sure. And, you know, it's his belief that poor people were downtrodden. And he's, you know, this is something that was essentially set up by the people that went into South America, Central America, and cut these huge plantation areas. It's at that time, essentially, you know, 1 to 2% of the population owned all the land, and then essentially everybody else was just sharecroppers. And that's set up a scenario where the 98% are, at some point or another, when technology makes it expedient for them, are going to get guns, and they're going to kill the 2%.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. I'm not saying it's right. It's just what occurred. And the people, the 2%, let that happen. And, you know, that's, so it's kind of a matter of course. It's not good, but it just sort of occurred. And Che's right that the way that poor people were treated in South America and Central America was a bad thing. His conclusion that somehow you could make a government that was going to be fair and equitable is completely irrational. All you have to do is take a look at the government in Cuba now, and you will find that there are
Paradise, Mark. What are you talking about?
There's about 2% of the population that's very wealthy, and about 98% of the population that lives in poverty.
Yeah, it just blows my mind how these people, I mean, just have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, it's, you know, the whole thing is on the shirts and stuff like that. But nah, that's all I really wanted to get some info on. So you said Cato?
Yeah, Cato, K-A-T-O.org.
C-A-T-O.
Did I say K?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, don't ask me for spelling.
Right, he went to government school. Hey, Seth, any other thoughts you want to share? By the way, I know what your blog is. It's hiphoplibertarian.com, right?
Yeah, it's nothing, you know, it's not the best thing in the world. I'm trying to get some time here and then, you know, spice it up a little bit.
Well, it's relatively new, as I understand it, right? I mean, it hasn't been around that long.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had it for like a year or two, but, you know, I haven't had time to really, you know, I'm doing it all by myself, you know, and I work, you know, so.
Sure, I'm glad.
I guess, you know, eventually I'll try to be as big as you guys or something, you know, my little podcast or something. But I'm just trying to, hit a demographic that doesn't really hear any, you know, hear the real topics. You know, they don't want to listen to the radio because everybody's telling them it's old racist white men on them. You know,
yeah.
If they get somebody that's talking like them, you know, and, you know.
So you have your own podcast, Theft?
Yeah, but I'm having some problems right now keeping it up. I put stuff up on iTunes, and then a week later it's gone. I've done like maybe 14 podcasts, and there's only one of these.
Well, but, I don't know. We're not going to do technical support here, but I'm sure if you posted over it like the Free Talk Live BBS, you might be able to find some people that could help you out with it. But once you get that thing up and rolling, I'm sure it's just a matter of ironing a couple issues out. But once you get that thing going, you know, let me know, and I'll take a look at it for the Liberty Radio Network down the line.
No doubt. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steph, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's exactly what this movement needs.
Oh, yeah.
people with different perspectives who can reach out to, or a similar perspective that can reach out to people from a different perspective,
right,
and communicate the ideas of liberty in ways that will make sense.
I used to be involved a lot in local music down south, and I would use that as a way to reach out. And I managed to get through to one person who now is he's changed over. He's a Democrat now. But
he went from Republican to Democrat?
He went from Libertarian to Democrat.
Oh, that's funny. Well, is he a Democrat, or is he somebody that believes that... Because I think you can vote for whatever candidates come along, and it doesn't really matter that much.
Right.
It's an issue of, what you...
He's a self-identified Democrat. He's part of. Okay. He's a member of the Democratic Party. I know that. But then again, so is Andrew Carroll, right? So
he is, yeah, one of the local activists.
Right, so I guess it's just a title.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Russ in Texas. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Russ, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I just wanted to bring out and let people know that there is a threat upon the kids of the United States of America. It's the No Child Left Behind Act, and I want to shed a little light on the situation.
Okay.
I worked for a tutoring company, one of the largest in Texas. They got about 95% of the market.
Jeez.
Becky Oliver with Fox News Report. It was Thursday, the 20th of this month, it was aired, and it basically showed about our federal dollars, actually the tax dollars, being used without oversight. So that gives these companies on an honor process to basically do what they want to do with this money and actually put in a lot of claims on taking care of these children under the No Child Left Behind Act. Well, what happened was I was working, and they made me in charge of an investigation on a black belt list that had to do with kids that were not taken care of in the year 08 and 09. What happened in my investigation, it took me back to my doorstep of the company, finding out after I took care of 236 kids, my company told me to bury over 350 kids and make the paperwork disappear. We're talking about a budget of $200 billion. The question is...
I'm a little bit lost, but I may not have been paying enough of attention as I need to. Hang on, we'll come back with more.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at VeryBestBaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, giving you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into this show, getting on more radio stations around the country. We just added a couple new stations in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, over the weekend, bringing our total to 79. And it's all thanks, most all of it is thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. So we reach out to new stations. We also do internet advertising to bring new internet listeners on board as well. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You're looking confused, Mark.
It's 78.
No, it's 79.
The sulfur springs or whatever, they went away, and that was 78.
Right, so with, without this Texas station, it would be 80.
So is it two signals in Myrtle Beach?
Two. Yeah, FM and AM.
Excuse me.
So there you go. 79 stations, and it's thanks to listeners like you. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more, plus the AMP-only podcast, which is absent our normal commercials in the podcast. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options as well. As we continue with Russ in Texas. Now, Russ, I was a little confused at what you were getting at. You mentioned that you were doing some work with an organization that had something to do with tutoring has something to do with No Child Left Behind, but I kind of got lost in your explanation. Can you recap?
Yeah, okay. Well, this is what it is. We're talking about oversight. You know, I'm listening to you guys talking about, you know, the situation about the racism thing and many different topics, and I think they're really awesome, guys. But you got to understand, there will come a time in our lifetime, very shortly around the corner, that people of the United States, the 300 million, are not going to put up with the decisions of 545 people, okay? These people are basically determining the future of the people of the world and America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come up with these new programs, the health program. These are the big two topics of the United States right now. It's the health program and the educational system. The system that that was brought out, and of course our ex-President Bush brought this a package in called the No Child Left Behind Act.
Right.
Well, it basically opened up a window and a floodgate for privatized tutoring. The problem problem is there is no oversight on any of this.
And what, do you mean by what do you mean by oversight?
Oversight meaning if there's fraud being committed, that there's really nobody. Excuse me?
You mean like fraud on the part of a tutor?
Fraud on the part of tutoring companies.
Okay.
They charge $75 to $92 an hour. That's just the minimum.
Wow.
They can go as high as $300 an hour if they want. Actually,
so,
as a matter of fact,
Where's the fraud? I'm sorry, I'm still a little confused. Like, where's the fraud exactly? Can you give an example of what you mean by some of these companies being fraudulent?
Okay, well, then I guess you guys didn't see the Becky Oliver report in Fox 4 News, so I'll kind of enlighten you.
Certainly did not.
Okay, well, what happened was the fraud lines were that students who qualify for this program under the No Child Left Behind Act have to be under the reduced lunch program. Being that our system and the way the economy has been, there's a lot of people that are now on the reduced lunch program.
So in order to get tutored, you have to be on the reduced lunch program.
There you go. It makes you automatically qualify for the program.
Okay.
Where the SES has guidelines that's under the TEA, the Teachers Administration, and what these guidelines are, they have to follow. Well, the company I worked for, with about 15,000 students from Texas alone that we have, there is a law stating that these students, if they do get some kind of incentive or learning tool, it should just be no higher than the amount of $50. The company I worked for offered iPods, computers, certain little trips to Six Flags, seasonal passes. It was more of like a prize line, let's put it that way. And
they were offering these prizes to the students?
That's right. That was their incentive. Well, for them to stay on the phone for 20 hours so that they can get paid $92 an hour.
And who gets the pay? Who is making the payments? Is it the government people that are paying the tutors?
Okay, let me tell you how it works. Every school, every budget, every district has a budget, okay? That is funded under the $200 billion that the federal government gives to them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've always said, why give it to privatize while these teachers out there are hurting? And there's job cuts. We're talking $200 billion here, guys.
So let me see if I just, before you go off in that direction, let me see if I've got what you're saying here, because there's a lot of information for me to process. What you're saying is the No Child Left Behind legislation opened up the floodgates for these private tutoring companies to come in and get their hands on federal money that was given to local school boards, school districts, etc. They are basically trying to do whatever they can to rack up the maximum amount of hours they can possibly get logged. Whether or not they're actually providing real tutoring in that time is at question. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good part of it right there, but there's a heck of a lot more.
Well, we don't have time for a whole lot more, but what else did you want to focus on?
Well, I mean, as in for what was going on with the kids. These kids are promised something that they believe that will, put it this way, the kids, in other words, a lot of them won't do nothing unless there really is an incentive. Being that I know if they're lacking something in their academics, hey, the payoff is that they get smarter than they were before they started the program.
Right, so they're not going to do – you're saying some kids want to get the iPod, but they're not really so concerned about learning.
Well, they are concerned about learning. Everybody wants to get a little bit smarter. You want to have the skills to pay the bills when you get older, and without these skills, you won't be able to pay the bills. And the skills would be being smart enough to make it out there in this big world of ours.
Now, really, I mean, I'm just curious – how good of tutoring can you get over the phone with somebody?
You know, that's funny that you mention that, because you wouldn't believe it, but the TEA and our company's application has told the TEA that we are one-on-one tutoring. That means the 1,200 employees of the company would all have to be teachers, and they're not. Our program has worked exactly what you said. It's done over an automated voice on the telephone. Guys, it's all about how long we can keep them on the telephone.
An automated tutor?
Oh, my God.
You got it.
Wow.
I give you guys a book with 2,000 questions, and we're put it this way, we're giving kids in 10th grade books that would want you to tell me the definition of what the word sorry means.
I'm just curious, why are you working for this company still if all of this is
my
going
friend,
on?
My friend, I told you they terminated me because I blew the whistle on them.
I'm sorry.
They put an RTO on me, preventing me from talking to anybody. I've had 2 death threats. I've reported to 15 agencies in Washington, and
so what
no
do you propose?
One listened.
What do you propose? Huh? What do you propose? Because, I mean, this is really, while I'm sorry that had to happen in your industry, what you're talking about isn't really unusual from the perspective of the federal government. They're essentially rewarding their buddies with government contracts and taxpayer dollars, and this is what happens all across D.C. So what do you expect? What are you going
to
do?
It's another loophole for us to drain the system and blame it on someone else, just like Obama's going to do when he turns around and spreads martial law in this country, coming on with his beautiful face. And his million-billion-dollar look, the guy who's basically going to take down the whole frickin' system and make the Bilderbergs and everybody in the Fed in full force to enforce martial law. The thing of it is draining the wealth of America.
Well, the government doesn't have wealth. It just has stolen money. The government, you're right, though. That's what the government does, is it drains the wealth of America. It is a giant parasite.
Come on. Hey, look at guys like Michael Milken. They're working at UCLA in economics courses telling how to people rip off other people. What about this guy, Bernie Madoff? Look at his last name. He Madoff. But where is he today, though? Think about it, guys. Come on.
Prison.
What are we talking about?
I think we have talked about it and thought about it, and I agree with you that the government is a parasite. So we're
in it. And the thing about it is, they support this. Our government.
Well, sure,
it's
their buddies. They're rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies, and that's what governments do. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And there is no solution beyond getting rid of the government, really. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, or at least in that instance, getting the government out of education.
Absolutely.
I think that's the biggest thing that we're dealing with.
The program he was describing sounds absolutely atrocious.
Right, and it's all there because, well, we've got to educate the children, so let's pay $90 an hour for tutoring.
Yeah, especially for someone like me, I never would have gotten anything out of that program. I'm a hands-on guy. I got to get, you know, down in there. And
you mean you couldn't have listened to a robotic voice over
absolutely
the phone telling you to press
not
one?
I remember I had to take a driver's safety class before I could get my license down in Florida. It was 4 hours long, and they had the most boring bureaucrat on there, and I just could not listen to it. I cheated, actually. I got the test and watched the video and wrote in the answers as I went along, but it was atrocious.
There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way.
They're going to pull your license when they hear this.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll tell you more about what that is all about. Plus, take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.